Hello and welcome to B-Movie Mania!
Yeah, let's make that noise the first thing that anyone hears.
Well, hey, let's start it off like we do like our normal episodes where someone just says, you're listening to the B-Movie Maniacs talk about themselves on
B-Movie
Mania!
Some bullshit like that. Hey, B-Movie Maniacs! Did you ever wonder what a bunch of assholes think about B-Movies? No? Well, too bad, because we're the B-Movie crew, and we're going to talk about ourselves on
B-Movie Mania!
Good God. When are we going to get some Kilmer up in this piece? That's all I want to know. Good night, everybody.
You want to listen to a podcast where Val Kilmer never makes an appearance?
Val Kilmer is banned from this podcast. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to B-Movie Mania, a podcast where we look at B-movies and we pick them apart and we talk about them and we love them. I'm Jason Halls and with me is the B-Movie crew. We have Chris Hudson.
Hello!
We have Mike Hayes.
Yeah, Mike Hayes.
We have Paul Brooks.
Hello!
Oh, wait, can I do mine again? I want to sound like Chris Hudson.
Everyone should sound like Chris Hudson.
All right.
Chris Hudson!
It's about as good as the Hudson impersonator you got on your podcast, Mike.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So what we're doing with this little introduction is, well, introducing ourselves. We thought it would be fun to let you guys know just a little bit about who we are and why we do this and why we think a podcast about B-movies would be cool. So what we're going to do is we're each going to get 1 minute to just sort of introduce ourselves.
So I'm going to do the timer, and then I'm going to say, hush it, and then everyone else has to go, eh, eh.
Pretty much.
That's not what I meant when I typed that. Hold on. I didn't mean...
Hey,
that's not what buzzers sound like.
Hey, if I can quote you from old Paul, what you said is you, when the time is up, everyone says,
No.
It is.
That's exactly what you said, Paul.
I am not a horny homunculus.
Here we go. Up first, Paul, I think you should kick this off.
Okay, somebody timing me?
Yeah, you got your 3 seconds in.
One minute, Paul. Okay. I did not think this through at all. My name is Paul Brooks. I am an independent filmmaker. I like making horror movies. I like making weird movies that sort of exist on the fringe of, you know, like weird cult stuff. That's what I'm into. And so it makes sense that I also enjoy watching weird movies as well. B-movies, bad movies, all that stuff. Kind of the way that I guess I first got into it, I watched Godzilla movies late at night when I was a kid. I would sneak out to the living room to watch late night Godzilla movies, and then Jay, you made a zombie movie, and that was a lot of fun. And then me and Mike would go to Family Video, and we would pick up VHS tapes like Uninvited. You remember that, Mike? There were like 25 cents at Family Video, maybe 50 cents, and that sort of got me super into
it.
I'm done?
You're done.
I got most of it in there.
Well, Paul, you kind of passed it over to me in a sense when you talked about the zombie movie, so should I go next?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're 2 seconds in, Jay.
I am Jason Halls. I am a writer and filmmaker. I'm from the Chicago area. I like B-movies. I like the earnestness and the crazy concepts, the imaginative concepts. I remember as a kid watching movies like Beastmaster when I would, you know, go to sleep at night. I had a lot of fun with them. I have an MFA in film from DePaul University.
Damn.
I did a thesis film called Citizen in the Temple. It's on Amazon, free for Prime members. The zombie movie, it was called Late Afternoon of the Living Dead. It had everybody in this podcast had something to do with it. Chris Hudson starred in it. I wrote and directed it. We were all in it. This isn't the only podcast I do. I do a movie review podcast with my wife called Man, Woman, Movie. I like going to cons. Some of my favorite movies, I like Troll 2. I like They Live, if that counts as a B-movie. I don't know. Hard Ticket to Hawaii. Evil Dead.
Hush it.
And...
That is such an awful noise.
That was rough.
That is... Oh, boy.
I mentioned... in Late Afternoon of the Living Dead, Chris was the star. Chris, you want to take a minute and tell us about yourself?
I sure do, Jay. I was the star and terrible actor in Late Afternoon of the Living Dead, which was based off of a student film I did in community college called Afternoon of the Living Dead. It's one of the special features if you buy the Late Afternoon DVD. But I've liked B-movies since I was a pretty young kid. I was obsessed with The Blob when I was like 6. And I don't even know how to say this. Well, I do know how to say it. There's only one thing I can do. But the other biggest B-movie I loved, and it stuck with me since I was 6 years old, was that classic movie, Green Slime! We're also going on our 5th year this year, the summer of the 24-hour B-movie marathon. I believe the web address is... 24 B movie marathon, I think. And we just each of us picks 4 movies and we go for 24 hours straight. Already done, guys. Already done. I beat your goddamn clock. I beat your clock. Beat it.
It is such an awful noise.
So the 3 out of the 4 of us have gone now. Mike Hayes, what do you have to say for yourself?
I have to say I'm already 1.5 seconds in, but that doesn't matter because I'm going to tell you about the earnest movies that I love. I like movies that are earnest, like Ernest P. Worrell style movies.
I know what you mean.
Ernest Goes to Jail is one of my favorites. Ernest Scared Stupid's really good. The Heart of a Child. A Child's Heart. It's really good. Eartha Kitt does that. Ernest Goes to Camp's really good. Yeah, those are pretty good. But I also love B-movies that have boobs, booms, and bazookas. I don't like RPGs. They're bazookas. Go fuck yourself if you're going to argue with me about it. That's important. I like B-movies that are reaching for something that they can't quite grasp. Yeah, but I want them to really be trying and not trying to be stupid about it. I want them to really try to make that building blow up, but I want it to look like a piece of cardboard. And that's what makes me really happy and gives me a big old B-movie boner. And you'll hear all about my B-movie boners this whole season. In what we like to call B-Movie Mania, Mike's Boner Edition, and done.
Oh, I was really, really hoping that you were going to hush yourself.
I kind of did.
I know, like, I think are going to try to keep a pretty positive spin on things, because it's pretty easy to just beat up on people's efforts, you know? And that's not really my style anyway.
You know,
no,
but,
it's,
you know,
it's, I think we all...
Sorry, Mike, didn't mean to talk over you. Or did I?
You interrupted me and then coughed when I stopped talking.
Hey, that's what I had to do. I was just going to say, with all the negativity in America today, the whole nation is divided. And I think one thing that can really bring us together as a country are really bad movies.
Unless it's a Charles Band movie, right?
We can Unless it's a Charles Band
that,
movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do we got on episode 1?
Of Mike's B-Movie Boner Edition?
Yeah.
We've got a real hard flick here, guys. I got nothing.
Just, you ran out of gas.
So this is episode 0 of the podcast, a.k.a. B-Movie Mania Origins.
Origins.
Origins, origins, origins.
Jay, why don't you tell us what is coming up on the actual episode 1 of B-Movie Mania?
I got to pick the first episode, and I decided to pick a Patrick Swayze film called Steel Dawn.
Awesome.
It's a post-apocalyptic warrior survival story, but... I have actually seen this one before, and Chris has seen it before, and we had a lot of fun watching it the first time.
Yo, yeah.
Chris, were you just making, like, Peaceway Jason noises? What was that?
No, I was going, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, ha-ha-ha-ha, Peaceway.
Yeah, J-Sway.
Yeah, so it was Jason Peaceway noises.
Yeah.
Ch-ch-ch-ch.
So here's what I'd like to say, guys. Hush it.
Click over and listen to episode one of B-Movie Mania right now. Do it. Click it right now.
And if you're not subscribed, go ahead and subscribe. If you're listening to us on this from the website, thanks for coming to the website. Check everything out. Follow us on all the social medias you see linked there. But also get to iTunes, get to Stitcher, get to wherever you are on your phone and app, and just subscribe. It brings us to you for free. You don't have to do anything about it. The space phone will just bring us to you. It's amazing.
Just do it, or Mike's raging B-movie boner is going to find your ears.
Good luck, Paul.
Yeah, this sucks.
Yeah, we're going to get sued, Chris. We're going to get sued by Disney if you keep singing that.
I assume Paul's going to edit this out.
No, nope. Paul, just loop this for 10 hours.
Bum, 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 bum.
Chris, can you just fade out with that?
He actually faded out. That's what technology's for.
No, I'm old school.